Shivaram Swami Maharaj's commentary by first again chanting once the shloka. Pratishta shadrishta swapacharamani me hridinate katam sadhu prema sprushati shuchir yetan nanumana సదాత్వం సేవస్వ ప్రబుదయిత సామంతమతులం యతాతాం నిష్కాస్య త్వరితం ఇహ తం వేషయతి సః. సో శ్రీల శివరామ స్వామి మహారాజ్ హీ రైట్స్, Pratishta means fame and Asha means desire. Our desire for fame is like Drishta Shvapacha Ramani, a bold outcast woman. And what does this outcast woman do? She is a Shvapacha, a dog eater. So she is eating dog's flesh in my heart. That is the actual meaning here. And she is dancing at the same time, Hridi Natet, having a great party. Dancing around in such a frivolous mood and having a great time, and in one hand is a dog's leg she is chewing on as she is dancing in my heart. But she didn't get it, but she didn't get in there by accident. I invited her in. I opened the door. I said, "Yes, please come in." So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this is what happens after repeated attempts to weed out deceit while still hankering for honor and distinction.
Weed out deceit.
Or side by side, honor and डिस्टिंक्शन का भी आशा रख रहे हैं, तो वो हम वीड आउट कर ही नहीं पाएंगे. वैसे बोल रहे हैं हिपोक्रेसी. सच अ ग्राफिक पिक्चर इज बीइंग पेंटेड हियर ऑफ द प्रॉब्लम एंड द सॉल्यूशन इज आल्सो गिवन. वी हैव टू सर्व द प्योर डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड. दिस इज द ओनली मीन्स टू ड्राइव दिस प्रॉब्लम आउट. There is a scientific process of how the transcendental Vishuddha Sattva potency in the heart of a pure devotee is able to penetrate our hearts. How the potency of the pure devotees can penetrate our heart? In other words, we are now dependent on mercy. We couldn't do anything on our own. Now we are very much dependent on mercy from others, who will actually illuminate and eradicate this problem from our heart. Desire for pratishta, distinction, fame, honor, position, especially in spiritual circles, just hangs in there. It is very tenacious. Tenacious means usko tod nahi sakte. Excruciatingly difficult to get out. It is the last of the enemies that we subdue. And why is it the last? Because it is the greatest obstacle.
Honor.
Desire for honor. We are allowing this shameless personality to come within our heart. The nature of this obstacle is that it very conveniently overlooks its own evil influence. लस्ट का इविल इन्फ्लुएंस को देखना इजी है, एंगर का देखना इजी है, प्राइड का देखना इजी है, पर ये जो इवन हिपोक्रेसी को देखना इजी है, क्योंकि कुछ गलत कर रहे हैं, गलत को हम ढकना चाहते हैं, पर जो सही किया उसका जो ऑनर एक्सपेक्ट करते हैं वो गलत है बोल के समझना बहुत मुश्किल है. Something which we have done right, expecting honor for that, it is very difficult. not to do it. That is why it is very difficult to identify this. But jo bhi gross cheez hai, for example, prajalpa hai, ye to easily humko pata hai ki ye galat hai. पर जो जब वो सटलर होते होते जाएगा उसको उसमें सटलेस्ट है ये प्रतिष्ठाशा जो रूट कॉज है बाकी सब अनर्थों का स्रोत है ये जो प्रतिष्ठाशा तो इसलिए इसको यू नो इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू
जब तक वो व्यक्ति नेचुरली एडवांस नहीं होगा तब तक वो उसको छोड़ भी नहीं पाएगा
करेक्ट बट एटलीस्ट इसके बारे में सुन के एटलीस्ट इसको हम आइडेंटिफाई तो कर सकते हैं
मरेगा उसका वजह से मेरा प्योर लव अटक रहा है
हां सो व्हाट इज एट स्टेक
इसको पकड़ रहा हूं प्योर लव मेरा
है व्हाट इज एट स्टेक फॉर अटेनिंग दिस
कॉस्ट बेनिफिट एनालिसिस
द नेचर ऑफ दिस ऑब्स्टेकल इज दैट इट वेरी कन्वीनिएंटली ओवरलुक्स इट्स ओन ईविल इन्फ्लुएंस देयर इज अ क्लियर एग्जांपल ऑफ दिस नॉट अ नाइस एग्जांपल बट अ क्लियर वन एंड दैट इज दुर्योधन When he was approached by Krishna after the Pandavas ended their exile, Krishna asked him, make a truce, give them 5 villages and finish the whole thing. You cannot persecute your cousins this way. Duryodhana's response was, I am a Kshatriya. I am the king of the land. I am the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, I looked in my heart very deeply for any trace of flaw, imperfection, pride or arrogance to see if I have actually done anything against the Pandavas which was adharmic. and I have come to the conclusion that I am deep and that I am completely flawless in this regard. Therefore, don't push me. Don't ask me to give 5 villages. मैं खोज खोज के देखा पर एक भी मुझे अनर्थ मिला ही नहीं मैं एक भी अधर्मिक कार्य किया ही नहीं इमेजिन कंप्लीटली ओवरलुकिंग वंस ओन डिग्रेडेड एंड फॉलन पोजिशन व्हाई आई एम नाउ प्रिटेंडिंग समथिंग दैट आई एम नॉट एंड आई एम सो कन्विंस्ड दैट आई विल वॉक नेकेड ऑन द स्ट्रीट Everyone knows the story of the emperor without any clothes. Ultimately, he becomes so convinced of his position and his followers were so convinced that even though he is completely naked, he thinks, I have the best clothes. I am wearing the best of all robes, the king's robes. Fame is like a dog's flesh. And if you run after the flesh of a dog, it means I want to become famous. I want to be famous as a great devotee. There is a nice example from the life of Madhavendra Puri. When Shir Chor Gopinath specifically stole kheer for him and sent it out via his own pujari, the Lord told the pujari, you take this sweet rice out to Madhavendra Puri. When Madhavendra Puri received the sweet rice and ate it, He thought, as soon as everybody hears of this event, they are going to come after me, thinking I am a great devotee. So immediately he ran away. He left town so no one could come and recognize him or try to offer respect and praise him. This is the mentality of a real Vaishnava. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I am lower than Jagai and Madai. I am like a worm in stool. If somebody even chants my name, that person becomes fallen. He is thinking like that because that's what it means to be a real Vaishnava. He is not just writing it, but actually thinks and feels it. This image here in this verse is this shameless prostitute, a dog flesh eating prostitute dancing in the heart. But she is not alone. Who is there? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his song commentary, Who does she dance with? She dances with her lover. And what's her lover's name? Kapatya Tad Upapati. Deceit is her paramour. After the party,
बहुत सारे चेहरे लगा रहे हो आदमी नाच रहे उसके डिसीट
डिसीट ओ करेक्ट 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 हाँ हाँ करेक्ट करेक्ट करेक्ट
सो इन ऑर्डर टू अटेन प्रतिष्ठा ही डिसीव हिमसेल्फ एंड
ही विल ट्राई टू वेयर डिफरेंट गाइसेस एंड
प्रेजेंट
प्रेजेंट हिमसेल्फ After the party, they are all in for evening. And what is the byproduct? Naturally, they start to beget children, such as himsa, violence, ill will, etc. Violence and ill will become a byproduct of that little party in the heart. Therefore, ultimately, this dance of the prostitute and her lover will destroy all the good virtues in the heart and will fill the heart with cruelty. One will become a cruel-hearted person. One has to be very careful to not allow these things to remain. Therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, Better that I am in the association of those who are pointing out my faults and helping me maintain a humble attitude than to be with those who praise me.
यहाँ पे जो इनका क्वेश्चन था कि अगर हम किसी का सर्विस कर रहे हैं भी पॉइंटिंग फॉल्ट पे
हाँ
क्या मर्सी मिले तो प्यूरिफिकेशन
नहीं वो कैसा प्यूरिफिकेशन होता है he says see purification happens because you are managing to by your service you are managing to gain the goodwill of a devotee and when yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado and when krishna is pleased he cleanses your heart iska ye zarurat nahi hai ki aap udhar jayenge to aapka aisa aapko gali deke purify karega matlab that is a wrong way in which we use that word that is not necessarily It is purification if we take it in the right way.
In the life of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one person is to come and sit and criticize Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. All his disciples have cried out, you know. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur never said, and when he left the world, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur started crying. He was my real
well-wisher.
Suradhi was my Suradhi. Then they understood why, you know.
Now we refer once again to these three sadhakas, Swanishta, Parinishtita and Nirapeksha. What will happen to them if they also continue to harbor this deceit within their hearts and this desire for honor and distinction? This is subsequent to what we read in the previous verse. This Swanishta Bhakta or the householder who is trying to be fully surrendered, who is fully engaged in preaching activities, starts to yearn for honor and manifest the hope of being seen as being a great religious leader, a very generous personality and sinless. He wants recognition for his position. The Parinishtita or devotee is nicely following the rules of bhakti, worshipping the deity in their home, and working in whatever particular way they want to become recognized also as great devotees to be seen as very detached and very knowledgeable. And the Nirapekshas are the same. Everyone should recognize that they have become pure devotees, being completely detached, understanding the purport of all the Shastras and being the masters of all aspects of bhakti. For all types of devotees, the problem is mainly always wanting recognition. An important point is that Bhaktivinod Thakur says this honor is one of the elements of deceit. He says deceit can be rooted out to the proportion that one is free from the desire for honor. So if the desire for honor is gone, then deceit will all automatically be gone. Kyunki humko deceive karne ka purpose hi, so that our honor is not lost. But if the desire for honor goes, then there is no need for deceiving anyone, because we are not seeking honor. And the heart is like a cup. You have a cup of ink, and if you just keep pouring in milk, then ultimately all the ink will be out. Therefore, what we want to fill the heart's cup up with is pure devotional service rendered with real humility. Here, specifically, what is being stated is that one should serve the pure devotees. So he says, Katam sadhu prema sprishati. Sprishati means touch. Sprishati means touch. He says, this sadhu prema, love of Godhead, will not even touch us. Not to mention, we will not get it. We won't even be able to touch it. We won't touch it, and it will not touch us as long as our consciousness is contaminated by this desire for honor.
Social distancing.
What to do? The verse says, Sadatvam sevasva, always serve, Prabhu Daita Samantam, pure devotees of the Lord who are Atula, pure. Then what happens? Nishkasya Tvaritam. They will very quickly kick out all these impurities, and Veshayati, they will establish Sadhu Prema, that pure love. So, Sada Sevasva, we should always serve the devotees, because serving Vaishnavas induces humility. Even if you don't have humility now, if you serve devotees, you will become humble. The serving mood, the mood of humility, is the antithesis of pride and desire for honor. It neutralizes and destroys them. So those who are very dear to Lord, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the hearts of pure devotees are saturated with Ladini Shakti. And when we serve them, they become compassionate. The result of that compassion is that they bestow their mercy upon us. Bestowing mercy means that they transfer Hladini Shakti from their hearts. A ray of that potency becomes transferred to the hearts of others. And the Hladini Shakti purifies all the contaminations present in one's heart. It not only purifies, but it also generates love. Anartha Nivritti and Artha Pravritti. The verse says this process happens Tvaritam, immediately. It will happen quickly, but we must do it. What? Sadatvam Sevasva Prabhu Daita Samantam Atulam. So Nishkasya Tvaritam Iha Tam Veshayati Saha. The association of devotees in a proper mood will expel all these unwanted qualities and will simultaneously give us access to love. We can only get love of God from devotees. Maybe we can get it from Krishna, but that is very rare. The conclusion is that one should serve the Vaishnavas. One should serve the dust of their lotus feet, take the remnants of their footstuff, and take their instructions, because all of these things possess that same Hladini Shakti. Then we will become free of all these impediments to our spiritual life. We can also remember to read and study pastimes concerning the particular demons which are representative of these disturbing elements, specifically deceit, which is Bakasur. Don't forget to call out, O servants of the killer of Baka. Bakavid Vartma Pagane Kurutvam Futkaran Avati Sayat Sayata Manaita. Read the story in Krishna book and hear that particular pastime. The other three qualities which we read about happening to the Parinishtita, Nirapeksha and Swanishta devotees are speculation, fault finding and argumentation. The other three qualities which we read about happening to the Parinishtita, Nirapeksha and the Swanishta devotees are speculation, fault finding and argumentation. Those anarthas are represented by Trinavarta, Aghasur and Trinavarta again. Also, this quote from the Padma Puran, which everyone should know, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Of all the different kinds of worship, worship of the Supreme Lord Vishnu is the highest, but even greater than this is the worship of his pure devotees. That Tadiya, that is even better. Then from Srimad Bhagavatam he quotes the same verse. Yat Sevaya Bhagavataha Kutastasya Madudvishaha Rati Raso Bhavet Tivra Padayor Vyasanardhanaha. By serving the feet of the spiritual master, one is enabled to develop transcendental ecstasy in the service of the personality of Godhead, who is unchangeable enemy of the Madhu demon and whose service vanquishes one's material distresses. In this connection, Rupa Goswami makes a very important point in the conclusion of the Bhaktirasamrit Sindhu, where he says, all the different aspects of devotional service, which are stated in the Nectar of Devotion, all pertain to Krishna. In other words, he has explained how to make advancement by one way or other in relationship to the Lord. Then he also says, all the different aspects of devotional service of the Supreme Lord, which have been discussed in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, also relate to serving the Vaishnavas. Chausat limbs of वैष्णवों के प्रति भी कर सकते हैं. The 64 limbs of devotional service in relationship with Krishna is also in relationship with Vaishnavas.
जैसे कृष्णा के साथ जो करते हैं
डांसिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ डीडीज तो वैष्णव के सामने भी नाचते
हैं. जैसे हम प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा का टाइम दे यूज्ड टू डांस इन फ्रंट ऑफ प्रभुपाद. Then he also says, all the different aspects of devotional service to the Supreme Lord which have been discussed. Okay. In other words, whatever is described in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu in relationship to Krishna, you can do the same exact thing in relationship to Vaishnavas. He continues, this is the opinion of the Panditas. To conclude our commentary on this verse, here is the quote from Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu with Bhakti Vinod quotes at the end of his commentary to verse 7 describing a pure devotee. Ever since that person whose body was washed by tears flowing from his eyes, whose body was decorated with multitudes of hair standing on end due to ecstasy, faltering as he walked, who was experiencing ecstasy within himself, who exhibited symptoms such as great shivering of the body, has entered the path of my vision. I do not know what has happened. My mind simply refuses to take interest anymore in household affairs. This is the nature of the real Vaishnava. So the solution for the desire for honor, fame, prestige and distinction is serving pure-hearted Vaishnavas. Okay, so we will pause here as it is 9:12. we still have time, but if we start